This is Terry Mandel, D.O. Dick Ting, an attorney letter to Richard Batesky. This is Dr. Terry Mandel dictating an attorney letter to Richard Bucherri. That's Richard Bucherri, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Bucherri, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Terry Overton, please note the following medical letter, period. Terry is T-E-R-R-I, last name Overton, O-V-E-R-T-O-N, period. On October 24th, 23, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 36-year-old female, height 5 foot 3 inches tall, weight 190 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about April 26, 2023, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury as an airbag was deployed, period. Another vehicle turned left, forcing the collision, period. The patient's vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. She was in a 2013 GMC SUV, period. The other vehicle was a Volkswagen, period. The patient was jerked, period. The next morning, she had severe pain in her low back, comma, left hip, comma, entire back, comma, entire left side, including her head, comma, left arm, comma, left hip, comma, left leg, comma, and foot, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day, she is still experiencing pain in her low back and her left, period, and her left hip, period. New paragraph. Her low back pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is an intermittent type pain, period. It occurs 2 to 3 hours per day, period. It is a throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the left leg to her ankle, period. New paragraph. Her left hip pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is a constant throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. It is a non-radiating type pain, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that the next day she was seen at Community East with an exam, period. She was told of their findings and released, period. Approximately 1 week later, she was seen at a chiropractic center, period. She had therapy for approximately 7 weeks, as well as x-rays and manipulation, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with yard work, comma, housework, comma, taking care of her kids, comma, sitting greater than 10 minutes, comma, standing greater than 10 minutes, comma, driving over 20 minutes, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph. Medications include blood pressure medicines as well as over-the-counter medicines for this pain, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition include ibuprofen, over-the-counter medicines, and ice, period. New paragraph, past medical history is positive for hypertension and asthma. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals cesarean section, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her low back in the past, period. The patient never injured her left hip in the past, period. The patient has not had prior automobile accidents, period. The patient has not had prior work injuries, period. New paragraph, her occupation is that of a housekeeper at Ashkenazi full-time, period. She works with frequent pain and needs frequent breaks, period. She missed a total of 1 week of work, period. New paragraph. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records and like to comment on some of the pertinent findings. Records from Indianapolis Integrative Health and Rehab, April 28, 2023, states the patient complains of low back pain and headaches. Period. They documented abnormalities on physical examination, period. Their diagnoses were that of thoracic sprain, comma, lumbar strain, comma, muscle spasm, comma, headache, comma, and lumbalgia. That's L-U-M-B-A-L-G-I-A. Another set of records from Indianapolis Integrative Health and Rehab, June 20th, 2023, states that multiple muscles displayed abnormalities, and this was documented with abnormalities on physical examination, period. Records from the emergency room department at Community East, April 27th, 2023, state 36-year-old female with past medical history of asthma and hypertension, who presents to the emergency room department with motor vehicle crash, period. She got hit on the driver's side yesterday, comma, woke up with arm pain with lower back pain that radiates into the left leg, period. They state that the patient is a 36-year-old female who presented for motor vehicle crash, period. She was given a prescription for naproxen and Flexeril. The clinical impressions were, one, motor vehicle collision, and number two, muscle soreness, period. New paragraph. Upon review of her medical records, I, Dr. Mandel, have found that all of her treatment is outlined above, and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of April 26, 2023, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, the patient presented with an abnormal flex gait, period. ENT examination was unremarkable, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the neck was unremarkable with a normal thyroid exam as well, period. Examination of the thoracic area was unremarkable, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the lumbar area was unremarkable. Examination of the lumbar area was abnormal, period. There was paravertebral muscle spasm noted. There was heat and tenderness noted on palpation, period. There was loss of the normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. There was diminished strength in the lumbar area, period. Lumbar flexion was diminished by 24 degrees and extension diminished by 8 degrees, period. Straight leg raising abnormal at 62 degrees on the left and 74 degrees on the right, period. Examination of the left hip revealed diminished range of motion as well as palpable tenderness, period. Hip flexion was diminished by 24 degrees, period. Hip adduction, ADD, hip adduction was diminished by 8 degrees on the left and 10 degrees on the right, period. I'm sorry, just on the left. Forget about the right. Remove the notation about the right. Hip abduction on the left, that's ABD, was diminished by 14 degrees, period. Neurological examination revealed diminished left knee jerk reflex at 1/4. Remainder of the reflexes were 2/4, period. There was diminished sensation involving the left inner foot, period. There was diminished strength of the left great toe, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulse was normal and symmetrical at 2/4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, lumbar trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, and radiculopathy, period. Number two, left hip trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain, period. Number three, thoracic strain resolved. Next number, cephalgia resolved. Next number, cervical strain resolved, period. The above diagnoses are all caused by the automobile accident of April 26, 2023, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating, period, utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA. In reference to Table 17-4, the patient qualifies for a 3% whole body impairment, period. As the patient ages, she will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in her lumbar and left hip regions, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Ongoing medications at an estimated cost of $95 a month, period. Some injections in the back area would cost approximately $3,000, period. An MRI of the low back should be considered at a cost of $2,500, period. A TENS unit would cost $500, period. A back brace would cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. Informed consent was obtained for this review and also allows me to share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.